as it relates to today's daf, just to speak out one ha'ara related to the shifcha, charufa, and me'inyan le'inyan, really the topic of a good part of today's daf, and that is someone that's mekadesh, a chetzi shifcha, a chetzi baschayr. So there's a parish in the Torah which we introduced on daf mem aleph called the shifcha charufa. The shifcha charufa is on some level married, but at the same time, the Torah says that being that she's a shifcha, therefore she is not 100% married, and the halacha is that if somebody is bahaleha, lo yumsu is not going to be chayv misa. Instead, there's a special oynish, there's malchus, and there's a carbon asha. So who exactly is the shifcha charufa? Definitely one of the more abstract halachas in the Torah. The shifcha charufa is a machloikis. Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva said the shifcha charufa is a chetzi shifcha v'chetzi baschayrin ha-me'ureses la'evet ivri. An evet ivri is allowed to marry a baschayrin, obviously. He's a yid. He's also allowed to marry a shifcha knanis. That's a pasuk in the Torah. So an chetzi shifcha v'chetzi baschayrin, that's me'ureses that evet ivri, thus is the shifcha charufa. Rabbi Shmuel was chaylik. Rabbi Shmuel said it's not a chetzi shifcha v'chetzi baschayrin me'ureses la'evet ivri, but it's a regular shifcha knanis that's me'ureses la'evet ivri. Now, it's machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. We know the rule. Halacha k'rei Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi. Therefore, it's easy. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. That what's a shifcha charufa? A shifcha charufa is a chetzia shifcha v'chetzia baschayrin ha-me'ureses levedif. But we saw in today's daf that how you understand the oimek of a shifcha charufa is also the machloikis shnuya. Machloikis ha-me'ura. And it's totally in whether someone that's mekadesh a chetzi shifcha v'chetzi baschayrin, is it chal kedushin or is it not chal kedushin? If someone's mekadesh a chetzi isha, it's nothing. Chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, the most she can get married is l'chatzar. Stating that, Amayram had a tzad, and he bayulahu with a little bit of drama, that could be that the reason someone that's mekadesh a chatzi isha, the kedushin is nothing, it's because he was meshayir b'kinyana. But to the extent that you're not meshayir b'kinyana, it could be over there, it would be chal kedushin. And that was the opinion of some Amayram. Other Amayram held no. That just like if someone's mekadesh a chatzi isha, the kedushin's not chal, so to chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, the kedushin's also not going to be chal. A nafka mina in that shaila is how you understand the oimek of the shifcha charufa. If you hold that kedushin's toifis on a chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, so that would mean that if an eved ivri is mekadesh a chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, he's taka married lechatzoyim. So there's an ishus over here. Thus, the understanding of the parasha of shifcha charufa is that this person was just boil in eishes ish. Now, it's not a regular eishes ish, but ashtikla eishes ish it is, because you have a yid who's married kedas moish of Yisrael to a baschayrin, albeit a chatzi baschayrin. If, however, it's not shayach kedushin on a chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, that would mean that when the eved ivri is mekadesh now the chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, it really isn't a kedushin. My meureses, like the Gemara said, miyuchedes. It just means they're epis living together. And if that's the case, the parasha shifcha charufa states that if someone violates this relationship of miyuchedes of charufasi between the eved ivri and the chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, that's going to trigger the parasha of the shifcha charufa. Pasha. As it relates to the shayla, if someone is mekadesh a chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, mikudeshes or not mikudeshes, if you open up a Rambam and Mishnah Torah, the Rambam paskins, and the Rambam paskins mikudeshes, which means that in the world of the Rambam, shifcha charufa is an eved ivri that's living with a chetzi shifcha chetzi baschayrin, but not just living with her, married to her. So on some level, setutzach upon ishus over here. Which ishus? The ishus of gittin daf mem gimel, right? That's the takeaway of gittin mem gimel. That you have this mechudish type of ishus, but the bottom line is, that is what the shifcha charufa is. She is this super, super abstract case. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's sefer vayikra, parashas kedoshim, perik yotez, pasuk chav. That's the parasha of the shifcha charufa. So two things. Number one. A shifcha charufa is a chetzi shifcha v'chetzi baschayrin hamureses le'evet ivri. Is evet ivri dafka or is evet ivri lav dafka? Meaning, it's clear from the sugya that anyone that's mekadosh a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz v'aschayim would be married. And we just said that the oimik of shivcha charufa is because there's an ishus, but it's not a regular ishus. Thus, it's subject to the parasha of shivcha charufa. So, what if someone that's not an eved ivri would be mekadosh a chetz yeshivcha chetz v'aschayim? If someone's not born this isha, is this the parasha of shivcha charufa now? So the truth is, it's a mefurish Rashi. It's Rashi in the sugya. It's the second wide line, all the way on the bottom. Rashi says, "V'hu adin l'chol Yisrael." As it relates to shivcha charufa, eved ivri is lav dafka. It's true for anyone. Elo urcha de milsa naka. But it's just that the Tana mentioned eved ivri because that's the normal, unusual case. Mishum the eved ivri mutar b'shivcha, because only an eved ivri would be allowed to live with this woman. A regular Yisrael can never live with this woman. Why not? Because of the chetzia shivcha. And eved ivri is mutter to a bas chayrin and is mutter to a shivcha. So it's for that reason we refer to the shivcha kananis, to the shivcha charufa, as being mureses la eved ivri. But lefi ha emes, eved ivri, says Rashi, is lav dafka v'hu adin l'chol Yisrael. Stating that, there's a toisfis on daf lamed vav amid aleph earlier in Perek HaShelech in the sugi of Prusbo, where it's clear that the shita of Rabbeinu Tam was not this way. Tos over there was discussing whether Yovel was noyig bizman bayasheni or it wasn't noyig bizman bayasheni. The reason Tosfos was talking about that is because the Gemara asked the Kasha, how is Hillel able to be Masako Prosbol? Isn't he violating an Isidai Raisa of Loyigois of Shamoit? And the Gemara said that Hillel held like what we know as Shitas Rebbe, that Shvius bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, and being that Shvius bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so Shvitas Ksafim anyway is not the right, so all it is the Rabbanon. So the Rishonim Mucha, that Rebbe holds Shvitas Bezman as the Rabbanon, based on Kedusha Rishonim and Kedusha Shnei Kitchel Shaita V'loi Kitchel Asa Lavoi. But Hillel was Mesakim Prozbol Bezman Abayis. If he was Mesakim Prozbol Bezman Abayis, for sure you would think Shmitah was the right. So Rashi and Tosfos, they all quote the Yerushalmi and different Maramakoimis, that Hillel held that even Bezman Bayis Sheni, Shvius was the Rabbanon. Why? Because Shvius is totally in Yovel, and Yovel, Bizman Bayesheni, was already not Noyheg, and being that there was no Yovel, Bizman Bayesheni, Shmita was also not Noyheg Midday Raisa. That's the context over there of Toysus, Zeh Geshmak. So Toych Dvarov, Rabbeinu Tam said that I'm Choylik, and he said a very, very big Kiddush, right? Chiddush and Rabbeinu Tam comes together, right? Some of the biggest chiddushim ever were Rabbeinu Tam's chiddushim, ki yidua. And Rabbeinu Tam here said one of his classic chiddushim. He said, I hold that Yovel was noyig bizman bayasheni. I think if you asked the man on the street, he would say no. But Rabbeinu Tam said it was. Yovel was noyig bizman bayasheni. And he says, I have a raya. Because it's the Gemara Masechtis Krisa, Staf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara tells a story that in the beginning of bayasheni, the Yidim brought Asham Shivchais Charufais. So says Rabbeinu Tam, when do you bring a shivcha charufa? If you have a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi v'aschayrin, that's mureses to an eved ivri. If they were bringing shivcha charufa, that means it was eved ivri. Eved ivri is only noyig b'zman shayoyvel noyig. So if there was shivcha charufa, says Rabbeinu Tam, do the math. It's simple arithmetic. Must be yoyvel was noyig. Frek, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Tam, you hold that the only time you bring a shivcha charufa is if it's mureses l'eved ivri? L'chayra, Eved Ivri is lav dafka. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi lekamana daf mem gimel amir aleph. Why should it have to be an Eved Ivri? It's the Rashba's kasha. But al koponim shitas Rabbeinu Tam is klar. It's mavur. The Rabbeinu Tam held that the only time there's a parish of shivcha charufa is if the chetzia shivcha v'chetzia v'aschayim was mureses l'Eved Ivri. But if it's not an Eved Ivri, not ad kidei kach, the Rabbeinu Tam spared his reason gechidish that Yehovah was noy, was man bayisheni, for the fact that there was a shivcha charufa, must be there was an Eved Ivri. Bottom line is, it comes out that it's a tremendous machlokes rishonim. Not for now, but I saw in the Shiurim al HaTorah from Agoyin Reb Simcha Maimon Shlita. See, he has a whole arichas on this shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's a parashas kedoshim, and he says that in Lomdis, if you held that a shivcha charufa is mi'ureses, meaning we take that sad that there's a real kedushin between the shivcha charufa and David Ivri. And that's the oimek of the parish of Shivcha Charufa, then the Rishonim are asking very good. The Rashba's Kasha, Shitas Rashi, that what's the difference if you're dealing with an Eved Ivri or if you're dealing with a regular Yisrael? But if you hold that the Yisoid of Shivcha Charufa is not the Erisin, but it's the Miyuchedas, and maybe even on the Tzad, that it means Meureses, but the oimik of the Shivcha Charufa is the Miyuchedes, so then there's a very stark mockim to hear Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Because it could be miyuchedes means that they're allowed to be together. Avifel, it's also for them to be together. It doesn't pass miyuchedes. So if the oymik of shivcha charufa is mi'ureses, so then fake the Rashba, why does it have to be an eved ivri? Any person that's ma'aris, a chetzi shivcha, chetzi baschayim, you have a marriage now. Not a regular marriage, okay, but you have a shtekel of marriage. And based on that, the halacha should be that you should have the parish of shivcha charufa. But if the parish of shivcha charufa is not mi'ureses, it's mi'uchedes, so then you can hear, in order to have a mi'uchedes, you need that they should be allowed to live together. The fact that a man it was mi'achid for himself, a woman that he's not allowed to live with, thus is a mi'uchedes, and you think there'll be a parish of a shivcha charufa, so if Rabbeinu Tam learned that the oymik of shivcha charufa is not mi'ureses, it's mi'uchedes, it would be very moving al kaponim and svarim, and lumbus, why it should be dafkin, never, either way, ayin shah.